toll-free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what the point of the show is. And, well, the website is completely interactive, too. You can go over there and upload or link to whatever you'd like to link to at freetalklive.com. Stories on the internet, news stories, blog posts, whatever you'd like. People will vote up your submission, vote it down. You can do the same with others. It's freetalklive.com. Let's go to William in Texas. William?
Hey, how are you doing, Mark?
All's well, William. I'm here with Adam
and Wayne.
Hey, Wayne and Adam, how are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Perfect.
What can we do for you, William?
Well, I was listening to your podcast. I don't usually listen to you guys live, and I kind of wanted to say that I've been a long time for the death penalty, but you guys have kind of changed my mind on it.
You know, I was a big proponent of the death penalty for quite some time, too. There is a video out there on the internet of, or somewhere, of me, being in prison blues, advocating for the death penalty, just because I think it's the right, I thought it was the right and just thing to do. But over time, I was, got educated on the issue, and I changed my mind. So what specifically changed your mind, William?
Well, first of all, I'd love to see that video, but if you,
I got to look for it.
Is it online, Mark?
Anyway,
I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
I guess all these no problems. All these stories I hear about is basically what I'd call a broken justice system, corruption in the justice system, and the whole eyewitness evidence thing that you guys are talking about, saying most witnesses are not that reliable.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, one wouldn't think this. It's counterintuitive, but it turns out that people are not very good with, eyewitness accounts. And they've done science on this and, had some, for instance, a class full of kids, and then somebody will come in and do some crime and then have everybody describe who that is and pick them up out of a lineup. And frankly, they're not very good at it.
That's no joke, and that was one of the things you brought that example to the forefront, because that was one of the ones I always remember of hearing this, a guy run in with a red shirt or something, and in blue pants, and then they ask description of what was the guy wearing, and they end up with all kinds of different stories of what he was wearing.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, it seems less, so, and that's just
it seems so obvious.
That's just the clothing.
Yeah,
right. And that's just the clothing. We're not talking about facial features or other important attributes that could describe someone.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about shirt and pants, that's something that somebody can change out immediately. And, I mean, I'm sure that there are eyewitnesses out there that are, telling the God's honest truth when they say, "I'll never forget that face." But there are plenty of them out there that think that they'll never forget it and actually have the wrong face.
Right. And Adam, I saw you at the Jefferson dance-off, and that was truly a restraint on your part, and that's something to be commendated.
Commendated, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, after that I applied to be a police officer, and they wouldn't let me go through the training or wear a badge and a gun. They said you just have too much restraint.
Gosh, that's a good one, man. Well, okay. There's so many things I could go on and on for days about, but I did have a couple of questions or whatever.
Sure.
So maybe this is something I could take offline.
You can ask whatever question you'd like.
Well, you guys talk about like a million citizens. I mean, well, first of all, I'm not a fan of the Iraq War or Afghanistan wars.
Mm-hmm.
Which is worth saying, because there are fans of those wars still out there creeping around in this country.
I bet they're in the minority, though. Vocal minority.
Well, they are now.
Well, the thing, it's so... Okay, I used to be a proponent of death penalty. Not as much anymore. And y'all point out on other shows and even recent shows about people changing their minds on certain things. And I'm one of those people. And it fascinates me how people get cornered into these paradigms of pro-war or anti-gay or all these arguments that everybody gets... They seem like sidetracked to me, You get people sidetracked on issues, but
yep.
I guess I have a friend of mine. He's a real good guy, and his dad was a general, and And me and him discuss the war quite often. He's a pretty educated guy. He reads really big books that I don't read. And
you don't have to read big books anymore to be smart. There's this thing called the interwebs.
Yeah.
It's full of tubes.
Yeah.
It's not a big truck.
I agree. And but what I'm going to point to is this guy, he's a good guy. He's a Catholic guy, but don't get me started on that. But anyway, he's a good guy, but he defends us defending Israel, for example. And I kind of don't know what to say about that.
We don't defend Israel. We have a massive welfare program designed just for Israel. You know, when this came up in the debate yesterday, I'm surprised we didn't talk about this. This came up again today because that seat, that special election for filling Wiener's seat in New York,
yep,
came up, and they said that part of this was a refutation not just of Obama's economic policies, but of all of a sudden it's also about his policy towards Israel because he's threatening our support towards Israel. It's like, you mean? The slightest adjustment in the rhetoric towards Israel while we still give them $40 billion a year in aid, like, that's what? That's enough to get the American people to change their voting
habits?
Seriously?
Adam, this is all classic divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know,
Israel especially.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, you hear all this rhetoric all the time, and it's just designed to get people fighting amongst themselves so they don't see the real problems.
Well, if we can fight over whether Israel should get $40 billion or $41 billion, somebody's still walking away $40 billion very, very happy.
Yes. And this whole way that they use the language and the press makes no effort to, you know, make it clear what we're talking about here. They just, they just report what the candidates say. We're just communicating what they, you know, and the candidates, it's just about control. It's just about dollars, and it's disgusting.
But in the end, it's always spun down to the right-left paradigm.
Indeed.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Everybody getting separated by all these different arguments, you know, about this or that. Like you said, 40 billion versus 41 billion or whatever. The one thing he says to me, and here's a question to throw at you guys. Like he says, like, okay, Israel's an ally or whatever that means. And if we see people attacking Israel, is it just right for us to stand aside and let that happen? And let me preface this by saying that I told him that, if it's that good of a cause in a truly free society, there could be a fund, the Protect Israel Fund or whatever. And people
right. It's okay. Yes, it's absolutely okay to go in and use force to protect someone, but what's not okay is to pay for that effort of protection by stealing from people first.
Right, and you know this. There is a history of this in the United States. The IRA was funded through private donations, as was the Armenian conflict in with Turkey during the early part of the 20th century. I think, yeah, and they both did their fundraising here in the United States to fund efforts over there in foreign countries. So it can be done, and frankly, it's ludicrous. Israel can take care of itself. Just fine.
Yeah.
The United States isn't just, the United States is basically the master of the pit bull when it comes to Israel. Because what they're afraid of is taking it off the chain and no longer owning the pit bull. And then what is it going to do? Not to, you know, my apologies to all the pit bulls out there. but they're afraid of what Israel's going to do. They want to control Israel, and that's what it's about. Israel should have its own foreign policy and live or die by it. And Israel can take care of itself. It has plenty of weapons. It is, the best-trained military in the Middle East. They've shown themselves to be able to handle, what was it, three countries in the Six-Day War or whatever? They're just fine.
And they're very innovative people, very productive, innovative people.
Indeed. William, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the simple toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Wednesday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Adam.
And Wayne.
You've been hearing a lot about bitcoins. Maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. Well, here's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. Works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. I've got my account over there. I found out about this a couple of days ago. Want you to know about it, too. Exchangebitcoins.com. Let's go to Corey in Florida. Corey?
Hello, guys.
What's happening?
I was wanting to talk tonight about the group Anonymous.
What group Anonymous? They're anonymous. They don't exist.
Yeah. Adam, I know he very much supported them on Adam versus the Man, which is one of the things that actually got me to learn about him first, that and the Libyan Revolution, but mainly Anonymous and Adam's personal view on them.
Well, I have to reject the terminology that you use in describing Anonymous, because Anonymous is not a group or even a certain number of people.
It's a philosophy and a brand name more than anything.
But not even. It's an idea. It's an idea that people can use however they feel, and that's one of the things that makes it valuable, but also one of the things that makes it vulnerable. And it's really what we make it and how people take it up. But the idea of using what we are allowed to do with the internet that we're not really able to do in real life in terms of spreading information without taking responsibility for it because the government has criminalized certain information or certain actions, I think that's amazing. And not everything that Anonymous does is great, but a lot of what people, I should say, what
some of the people calling themselves anonymous.
Right, exactly. You know, I think it's really important to use the correct terminology for this.
It's really hard, and the way people think about things is changing now because, you know, if you go put up a group on the internet, anybody can call themselves that name, and you do some exciting stuff, some people are going to get involved that may do some stuff that you don't want them to use the name. You know, there's no opportunity to sue them for copyright infringement here or trademark infringement or anything like that. They can just do what they want. So people really have to break out of this group mentality. There's a group out there called Anonymous, but that group changes every single day, every minute.
Right. Well, I think it's better to say that it's the underbelly of the internet. It's the conscience of the internet. It's the vengeful nature of the internet is all these things in none, because it is what we make of it, and everybody has their own individual concept of it. And I can say Anonymous is a libertarian cause because I'm biased and I'm libertarian, but I have to be honest to myself, acknowledge that there are lots of people on the internet organizing or acting as individuals under the banner of Anonymous who have distinctly different beliefs than I do, but generally believe in the sort of core concepts of Anonymous, of the ethos of the internet, which is in and of itself nebulous and evolving, and that's what makes it so beautiful. But some of the things that you get when you have the entire wealth of human information and knowledge right at your fingertips is you tend to value things like freedom of speech and freedom of information, and those things for me are very much at the core of what it means to be Anonymous and what the cause represents. And I'm happy to be a supporter of the idea, because it's an idea of activism that encourages people to get involved and take advantage of what's afforded to us by the internet. Corey?
Corey? Okay. Hello?
I was just making sure that you're there.
Okay. I pretty much agree with you about all you said. And we said all many members, people that believe in Anonymous and use the label or use the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them, pretty much it's libertarians and the occasional anarchist. Or they don't specifically say what they are personally.
Yeah, I don't know whether one can even go that far. I think that some of them are just, you know, just kids having fun, following other folks.
Right.
Oh, this looks like fun to do.
There's a prankster. Who knows? And there's a completely apolitical prankster element to it as well, which is representative of the visceral emotional reactions that are prompted by the internet, the indignation at certain affronts to justice that lead you to want to prank somebody or some institution and be a thorn in their side. That, too, I mean, being just a sort of fun-loving, having that element of fun-loving pranksterism, we're going to stick it to the man. I mean, that certainly has a big appeal to me that has nothing to do with politics, but a sort of visceral human emotional reaction to people that want to control others.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the prankster attitude, Anonymous wouldn't have existed in the first place. I mean, it started off as a group of trolls, internet trolls.
And, you know, hackers and that kind of thing. I mean, these. So, I mean, if it wasn't for the hacker community.
Well, right. And a lot of people, you know, when they first hear about Anonymous, they hear about either Scientology or some specific hack or some use of the low-orbit ion cannon to take
love
out a
name.
Website. It's beautiful. The certain snarkiness in the culture is also very rich. So it's very easy to have your perception of what Anonymous is tainted by that, and online hackers. If it's with the internet and it's, I don't really get it. It must be hackers. So like a lot of people, it's a group of criminal hackers on the interwebs, and we don't really understand it, but we don't like them.
They're bad.
So
they must be from China.
And you're starting to hear a lot of talk from the U.S. government and even the military about all these cyber terrorism, they're calling it, and they need to hire all these people to combat this.
Corey, thank you for the call. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos, where are you calling from? Carlos, you there? I don't hear Carlos. Carlos, I heard a little noise. Going once, going twice. Hi. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee.
Hey, guys. Good evening again.
Well, who'd you... did you say Ian?
No, I said...
Good evening again. Thank you, Ty. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up something... When we talk about Israel and support for Israel in this country, there's a lot of unthinking automatic support, I think, popular support given to Israel, because a lot of people conflate Israel with the state of Israel with the Jewish people, just as
I read about them in Sunday school.
You know, a lot of Americans confuse themselves with the state of America, United States of America.
Yeah.
So that's a real hard shell to get through.
You know, it's really not. You know, it's a very important one, and it's a very entrenched one, Ty, but I think that's the way you point it out like that, it makes it it's one of the most easy ones to get past if you can sit someone down and simply explain that concept in terms that they can understand, hey, you shouldn't use the term we when you're referring to the actions of the federal government, because you are not a part of the federal government. You know, we did not invade Iraq. We did, because otherwise, and here's the destructiveness of this framing and this phraseology is, oh, all the good stuff the government we did, we were responsible for that. But the bad stuff, that was Obama and the Democrats, or that was Bush and the Republicans. But we are the good guys, and we are the government.
That nails it.
Yeah. We're here to help.
Ty, you got something else?
I'd like to add something else here, too. I can hear some music coming on. We're going to a break.
Yeah. Would you like to take us out? Give us the toll-free line, Ty. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. A little technical difficulty, and by that I mean we missed the break. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to point something out that Adam reminded me of. He's talking about how easy it is to get through that shell. I think it's easier for some people in the of the liberty mindset over other people, and it has to do with having practice. I think I'm finally starting to get over that point where I am coming like from a position of anger or too passionate in my presentation,
yep,
where it sounds confrontational, you know?
This is really very important issue. If you're trying to convince anybody of anything, you cannot be combative about it because it doesn't work. The reason is that, you know, the fact is we're only a few thousand years separated from tribal bands of nomadic people that were essentially, we're primates, right? So the guy that comes along and goes, makes a lot of noise and jumps up and down, that guy's a freaking threat. Okay, and we know how to handle threats around here. Call the law, have that guy locked up. This is, you put people on the defensive when you disagree with them vociferously, when you're baring your teeth at them, that kind of thing. And you need to
talk to them on things that they can understand. Talk to them in a respectful way. You have to love them into a position. You cannot yell them into a position.
That's why I like people like, you know, like Ron Paul is, you know, I'm not usually a fan of politicians, but he's very, very persuasive, and he usually finds the common point to where people can agree, and then he moves from there. And you've had a lot of people on your show, Adam included, you know, a lot of the usual guest hosts there or regular co-hosts there are also very good at it. And some of the other callers, like there's a guy that really impresses me that's been on there a few times, just calling in, and that's he may have been on there once, Jay Noon, who is very, very calm and very, very matter-of-fact. And
Jay has a great demeanor for that.
I am a Jay Noon fan, frankly. This is a gentleman whose house I went down, you know, and if you know how I am with activism, it has to be a pretty big deal for me to leave Keene. I went down to Mass. I left the state, as a matter of fact, to go down to Mass to stand with him. The government was attempting to take his home, and 30 or 40, I don't want to exaggerate, at least 30 activists showed up, cameras, and the police didn't show up and take him and kick him out of his house. They were going to do it. The cops were circling. They were posted in different locations. They decided not to go because
the city government stood down.
Yeah, they did. And he's still in his home. I'm not certain what's going to happen or anything, but you're absolutely right. This is a man who stays calm, who presents his case as best he can. He is surprising, you know, just he's a bright guy. You know, he's a farmer, and I don't think people give farmers a lot of credit. And you know, extraordinarily bright, and puts his points out in a fashion that people can understand. I'm a big fan.
I like farmers. Well,
I think we've got a lot of modern day Thoreaus, basically.
Yeah.
I'm really proud to be associated, even at a distance, with a lot of the folks in this movement.
We should point out for the audience that the Jay Noon case was for resistance of property taxes, and he's still not paying property taxes.
Right. He doesn't believe that he owes the property. I would not want to present his case for him, but I personally do not like paying taxes because I believe that they're used for all kinds of purposes that are contrary to what I would prefer. They instill monopolies, and monopolies are inefficient, and they're immoral.
Isn't it enough to say that you like keeping your money, Mark?
I don't think so, because I think it can show up as cheap. Well, what public school and the kids and all these things. In my town, it's 70%, I think, of the taxes go to the school. This is a school that I'm never going to send my child to. Never going to send my child to. So essentially, this is a tax upon. This is people stealing money from me to put their kids in school. That's wrong. They don't. You know, I don't have to pay money to feed their dog. Why the heck should I have to pay money to educate their kid?
But Mark, says the silly statist, don't you want an educated population in your town?
Yes, and I think that monopolies are highly inefficient organizations. They do a very bad job of providing whatever it is that they provide. So therefore, I would like to provide people with better education, and the only way to do that is by freeing up the marketplace.
I got a few more softballs here for you.
Yeah, there's that is a softball. But, you know, these are questions that people get asked. Somebody's like, well, I literally had a neighbor ask me this. I don't believe in the public school. I do not want to pay for their public school. And he's like, well, how are the kids going to get educated? And the guy literally lives. Well, you know, I mean, these are questions that people ask. The guy literally lives within 100 yards of a private school that charges a tuition that is a fifth of the tuition that we pay, of what we pay per student.
Did you point that out to him?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
You can see this if you just take a look.
And now with the internet, you can leverage some of the best teachers in the world to teach a course and do the whole exam, do everything online, and have a few really good teachers and really not need all that other overhead, all those brick and mortar buildings and all the things they have now. You don't need them.
Yeah, the internet can handle everything. Ty, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Well, don't get me started, though, on the free market education, because when it really comes down to it, it's about raising your children without force, without forcing them into an environment that you have not convinced them is in their best interest when they're capable of reason and logic. And when you have a child that has reached that age, and it's usually before they turn 10, that is capable of guiding their own education and knowing what their brain is ready to receive, the natural state of a child's mind is to be learning and assimilating information and figuring out how the world works. We evolved almost exclusively for that purpose.
Right.
Well, in order to survive and reproduce. But the point being, when you take that natural process and you put it in a classroom and you make it very clear that if you disobey this, force will be used against you.
Raise your hand if you want to go potty.
Yes.
This is kind of nonsense. Now, I'm a big advocate of unschooling, and I'm studying it and all that kind of thing. And there was an article recently, and the top comment, I guess it got a bunch of thumbs up from people, is these people are morons. Kids, if you give them the opportunity to not learn, they will not learn. And, you know, I think that this is true about that person's kids, because that person's kids have been forced to learn all along.
And they're bored stiff.
Only school, only a big institutionalized school could suck the desire to learn out of a child's life. My kid, who knows nothing about school, he's 3.5 years old or whatever, that's about his age, he loves to learn. He can read already. We bought him a course, and he was interested in it and wanted to know. You know, he loves books, and we're not pushing him in any way, shape, or form. He loves puzzles. Right now, he's not paying as much attention to learning to books and stuff. He's paying attention to puzzles now.
But you're letting him follow his love and his passion for something.
Absolutely true. Whatever, these are the things you learn. This is, just think about your life right now as an adult. You learn the things you want to learn, that you're interested in learning about, and that you have to learn. You know, like if you've got to go do a new job, you got to read the instruction manual or whatever. I mean, people learn the stuff that they want to learn. They do not learn. The crap that I learned in high school, I don't remember most of that stuff. I took trigonometry and analytic geometry. I have no idea what a sine, cosine, or tangent are.
We have a news story we absolutely have to get to when we come back from the break. House probing $528 million loan to failed solar company. We're going to tell you how we saw that one coming.
Yes.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You know, you can't listen to talk radio without hearing ads for precious metals, specifically gold. Before you buy any gold, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have coins that I have picked out there for you, specifically intended that you can comparison shop with other gold dealers so that you can get the very best rates. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only do you get the best rates, but you help support Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Adam, you promote a piece here. Let's get into it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to see people up in arms about this. Like, it's something to be shocked and surprised about that, oh my gosh, the government loaned a solar company.
Actually, several.
Yeah, right. Well, this is the one, though, that's really getting people worked up. $528 million to a particular company that went out of business, and the taxpayers are now on the hook for this whole $528. This is a Solyndra, S-O-L-Y-N-D-R-A. I think it's going to become iconic. I'm just going to go out on a limb with this little prediction. I think that Solyndra will be referred to well into the future, at least through the rest of the Obama administration. I think it's going to be well around Obama's neck until 2012, at least. Because this is really emblematic of the failure of intervention in the economy, and it's so perfectly beautiful that it happens to be a solar power company. And this is from the AP story. Obama cited Solyndra as an example of how the economic stimulus bill would create jobs, but the company has since filed for bankruptcy and shed 1,100 workers, saying, here it is, it couldn't compete with foreign manufacturers of solar panels.
There's also Evergreen Solar in Massachusetts who got a bunch of money, and then they moved to China, and then they went bankrupt over in China.
You know, just because they produce something new and great, like solar panels, doesn't mean that they can run their company properly. I mean, you know.
Well, no. You have to understand how they got this money in the first place.
Political connections, Mark.
Well, maybe it turned into connections.
There's a big Democratic fundraiser.
There was the Biden. They rushed the approval of this because Biden was going to be at a fundraiser event there. And, of course, they had invested in lobbying, nearly $2 million lobbying the federal government during the last 4 years just to get this loan guaranteed by the federal government. And now, with the politicians on the energy committee are going to be able to do some grandstanding around this and show how much they care about your money being well spent.
Right, and now the loans guaranteed by the government will be paid by the government by the taxpayers because this company is going under. Right,
exactly.
It's you know, I solar power has a lot of advantages. I mean, I think that when you're talking about solar, wind, hydropower, that these are some of the best choices. But frankly, lots of people don't like them. They don't. No, we don't want you to have windmills because they make noise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wayne, you live in a town where they have a big wind farm.
Yeah, and there are people who didn't want it. They were NIMBYs. They didn't want it. They thought it was going to ruin their view. And it produces enough power for about 10,000 homes. These windmills are huge.
They're big, giant ones.
Just the towers are about 400 feet high. Each blade is like 150 feet long. They sit up on a ridge.
Do you hear a whoop, whoop, whoop noise or
what? If you get really close to it, you do on some days.
Okay.
But I don't live close. I can see it, but I can't hear them from where I live.
I was just wondering what the distances were. I've heard that they can produce frequencies.
But the core issue here, guys, I think is that it isn't really the government's job to pick a winner, because maybe there's another technology that's better than solar or wind, but when the government puts all this money into one technology, they're not going to take too kindly to disruptive technologies that are more efficient that might
It's not even that. It's the economic resources are simply diverted from what the market would have them directed towards to what now are the whims of the officials in government who are obviously bought and paid for. And hold, just to get back to the details of the story for a second here, because it's too perfect. Like I said, Solyndra, remember the name. You're going to be hearing it at least all the way through November 2012, because here it is. An AP review of Federal Election Commission records shows Solyndra executives have given to both Obama and Democrat-aligned groups. Ben Beeman, Solyndra's executive vice president, and Karen Alter, the firm's marketing vice president, contributed more than $3,500 to Obama's campaign, and one of the company's investors, George Kaiser, was a bundler. And they put that in quotes for the story, because the AP has to be polite. Bundler for Obama's 2008 campaign, raising between $50,000 and $100,000 for the president. So it's a great investment if you have this scam going in your country to be able to bundle $100,000 and you get a $528 million loan for your company in return. Now, whether or not it goes bankrupt doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Payoffs.
People are getting a lot of money in their pockets, and it's a perfect example of crony capitalism.
And this is the it does show the marketplace in some ways. The marketplace is going to react to incentives and the nature of things that are going on. When you can spend $1 in trying to get the government to lobby for you, lobbying the government, and get $7 in return on that investment in a relatively short period of time, you don't need to serve customers. You don't need to create a better product. All you need to do is have some way to lobby the government. And
channel that money back into the campaign funds.
I don't know. I haven't researched it myself, but I have read articles where people have written that it's about $7, or you get about $7 for every one you invest when it comes to lobbying. Now, obviously, it can turn around and it can backfire on you, and I don't know, the math behind it and everything, but that's, one might say, just create shell companies and get the government to give you money.
That wouldn't be
that's
the first time.
Idea.
Yeah, it's just corporate welfare. That's all this is. And it's another welfare, it's another welfare recipient going down the toilet here. They have no incentive of actually doing their work. You can believe that the big guys at this company, they made their money. The workers, they're going to be out on the street. They're not going to get crap. And this was the Democrats helping the workers and creating jobs.
It's worse than that. You want to hear the real fear tactics behind this? Democrats have been saying that if not using the government to fund solar development in the United States would be an economic death sentence.
Apparently, it was an economic death sentence for this solar.
It was. Well, yeah. In this case, it was the opposite. Getting the government funds was the economic death sentence.
And welfare, in many, many cases, will turn somebody into. It promotes sloth. It promotes it has the wrong incentives. And that's what it's going to do to a company, too. When the government's there writing you big old checks and you can do whatever you want with them, maybe the guy on the board of directors just says, well, screw doing this work stuff.
Let's everybody get some money out of this, and you know, let's milk this pig.
Let's have a party.
And go.
Well, there's even more fear on this story because now it's about competing with China.
Oh yeah, it's all about China.
And
China's bad.
They're cheap ripoffs of the American solar panels. They're creating the cheaper alternatives, and heaven forbid we engage in any, you know, specialization of labor and let the people who are more efficient at doing something do it while we do whatever it is a country overburdened with a ridiculous government and a ridiculous tax code is good at. What are we good at now?
Nearly dead. Well, you know, innovation, the United States.
Used to be.
It seems, you know, probably the only thing they've got left. It certainly isn't manufacturing, sadly. You know, I'd like to see manufacturing back here in the United States, but you're only going to get manufacturing.
Oh, we can police the world.
Yeah, there's the weapons.
Well, you know, once there's a major worldwide bankruptcy, and everything gets all the debt that we're under right now and all the inefficiency we have because of all this debt that needs to be liquidated. Once all that is done, I think we can get back to being efficient again. But until then, this country is not going to be efficient with all the government regulations and the government in their hands in every little pot. Just get out of the way and we can actually rebuild industry in this country.
You know, it's tough to say, but it's the regulations that have made it so the United States can't compete. Regulations from the minimum wage on up.
Mm-hmm. Now, regulations against things like fraud and things that are real crimes are one thing, but so many regulations are designed to keep the big guys fat and happy and prevent the little guys from competing with
them. If fraud's illegal, you don't need to regulate against fraud.
Correct.
Because there's already a law out there. You don't need an inspector, you know, I mean, or whatever. If somebody reports fraud, then you can investigate the report of fraud.
No, but you hear a statist will say, well, we need regulations. Sure, we need regulations against the basic crimes. And, you know, you do what you've agreed to do with people, and you don't aggress against others or their property. And if you could take care of those, then everything else is pretty elementary.
Well, on this, we're coming to a certain tipping point at which the government is so ineffective at addressing real crime problems relative to the free market. And it's already obvious that free markets are far better at protecting against real crimes than anything the government is capable of providing.
Sure, if there's dangerous worker conditions, those workers can leave and go to the next employer who's going to provide them with better conditions.
But if the government doesn't take credit for it, you'll never hear about it.
But the internet is the way now that the information can spread quicker.
It's Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Adam.
And Wayne.
Tune in. Check out freetalklive.com in the meantime.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.